A good evening and a warm welcome to all the listeners of Eagle FM. This is Stop Suffering, the program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Later during this program, we will be praying for all the supporters of the Stop Suffering program. Those are the members of the Universal Church who makes it possible for us to come here. Tonight is a special program. We are not here usually Wednesday night, so it's a special program tonight. From next week, it will resume back to normal, our Tuesday and then our Thursday, 9 p.m. But tonight is a special program that we are here with you, and I do believe that if you open your heart and you pay attention, you will leave here tonight blessed in every area of your life. Yes, dear friends, if you need to speak to us, for the first 30 minutes, we will not be able to open the line in the studio, but you can call us at 0800-22-3335. I'm not alone. I'm here with Pastor Festus from our branch in Catatura. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Pastor Sean, and good evening, Namibia. Eno, omato, kerapo, kembinga, nembinga, dijeda, Namibia. Hano o programa e oyohoye telo aluche kongereka Universal Church mo Igor FM oyotaifa ma o programa ye hulifepo le monoli huna ye kwa lukila momepo na tango o programa etu ohayu ye aluche momepo eti vali netine okucho turimo nena molwashi eti vali linya la dile koli mwe linya inatu ya momepo onena ali oto alukila momepo nena onge titatu Alushe, o hatu karamu alushe etivari netine. O kuku shivi fila, no kuku lombwela, no kuku yukifa, kucha, o ngaramu nyoye otaiduru okulundruka. Kucho ikale ya yangahelipi, o ngaramu nyote otaiduru kulundruka. Ini mayo hatu kwetela alushe, o mahokololo, ova novo vari, veli no ngaramu nyoye vanyenga, ndele ova mono mito yokulundrule ngaramu nyo davo, na ishe ikwariye ukakowi, nenariyo ukakowa. In Kipovali no guri.
Yes, thank you, Pastor. And the number is toll-free, by the way. So it means you don't need airtime. You can just call anytime. Please do not harm yourself. Do not take decisions that tomorrow you or your family might regret. That's why the number is there. We had yesterday the testimony of Karina, and one of the things she said when she came to church was the fact that she could vent. She could come out and vent when she came to the church. And this is what I want to tell you. If you want to just vent, if you just need somebody to listen, this is the number 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. You can call. At the end, you will receive a prayer. But I can guarantee you this one thing. You will get someone that will just be listening. They will not judge you. They will just listen. Yes or no, Pastor Festus?
Yes. Osho, otakutu wakucha, tudengela konomola etu yongo di oyo yoshari, todengo shari shangongi, kuchaka kunasha nando okongo dioe, otoduru kudenga ike, notomono ekwafo, otohangepo onno, tekui tavele, Nota drugu kuningila omeilikano. Po umwene, show oton dengre neko no mola yongo dietu, onola, nohetatu, onola vavari, ombali vavari, nonatu vatatu, nonano. Andendulula, totu dengre neko no mola yongo di, onola nohetatu, no onola vavari, ombali vavari, onatu vatatu, nonano.
Yes, indeed, there will be a listening ear, somebody that will be willing just to listen to you tonight, not judge you or not point any fingers towards you, just to listen and to pray. We will be going in a couple of minutes to our testimony, our life testimony. As usual, we have in the studio with us Mr. William. Good evening, Mr. William.
Good evening, Pastor.
We will be listening to your testimony in a couple of minutes. But Pastor Festus, I just want to do it similar as to what we did last night, because we started today all over the world where there is a Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. We started what we call the Fast of Daniel. Mm. And this fast has nothing to do with food. but from circular information, from entertainment that does not benefit us spiritually. So, Pastor, there are three things that I want to mention why the fast of Daniel is good for us. And number one is it helps us to detoxify our mind. Often you find because of the food we eat, we need to detox our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But this fast is not to detox the body, but the mind. Because on a daily basis, we are bombarded with different thoughts, different videos and TV and suggestions. So it is where we're going to decide for 21 days, Pastor, to disconnect basically from the world,
mm-hmm.
that we can detoxify our mind and that we can hear the voice of God.
That is it. So, o rato popico minga ele diricola Daniela, ele dirico olokari nasha no ni kuria. Ndele, eli diriko li nasha, ni nima yu nyonyo u, eshitu shishina na kucha unyu, ni monena, oaya nai, omunini mailike indaneta, omunini mailik, noko chivi yoto tale konde, omafamato monoko, oi nima imwe, so okucha otuna, eli diriko, loku li dirika ke njovo du nyonyo u, noku li kwata kanifa ne njovo dakalunga. Hano, hatu Kongo Kalunga, hatulesha ombibeli, ilo hatu prikineke koma tumalaka o enashanu kwa mepoetu. Ndielo matumalaka ombelela aishe, oto hatu kuchoea omeniloe, walio prikinekuo, o nga shikari na kwa itapopi ongulo shikucha, o nga namunya yoko ya prikina koma moni, kona kujiwa yae. Nenari peiferi, omitwe ya tukufa yo mafiko milongo mbali, nari mwadeshe ba. So, o hatu kucha Daniela, mudeshe ba kuja, kutameka nena, fio omo mafiku omilongo natu, nari mwe, adeshe ba. Omotamu kakula eli jirikole tu, ashika pesho po hatu ende potuli, mekwata fanori wanakalunga, tulimo meirikano, tulimo kupulikina kuyahano.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, it's to detox the mind. And when you detox the mind, number two, then it now helps you to make room for the word of God. Because you cannot eat and eat and eat before for you to eat again. I mean, to consume food, you have to make room first to receive food. Our mind is the same. Mm-hmm. If you are daily bombarded, Pastor, with different circular information and so many things that we see on a daily basis, mm-hmm. there will be no room for other things. So the fast switching off, not going to the internet, switching the TV, mm-hmm. radio, music that doesn't benefit us, mm-hmm. it makes room for the word of God to enter our mind.
Otakuchuane kucha. Ngengo tori kuria. Oi kuriayo itoria shike watulamweshi. Ahawe. Ouno kuria na wokililano. Torioshi kuria shitori. Osho tashidruku tunga polutuloe. Shona tango oshafafa nangaha. Ngengo wapu ikine kwashi no kwashi no kwashi. Kehuriole fiku. Oshike toka andi tinge ipchano. Meditating. Inoshuambo.
Tokakonakon.
Oshike tokakonakonamu. Hano, nenari peifengengo wa tulini maishe kombinga imwe, oveto plikine konjovo ya kalunga, nena omakonakonoe, otakala moshimashimu, osho tashitungupo ukwa mepoe.
Yes, and number three, it brings us closer to God. When we are in this fast and we make time to read our Bible, to pray, to go to church, to understand and to hear the voice of God, that brings us closer to God. No relationship can function if the two people who are in that relationship does not work on that relationship, does not make time for each other, does not sit down and communicate and listen to each other. And basically, that's the fast. We are cutting out everything that is disturbing us,
mm-hmm.
so that we may be able to hear the voice of God and grow closer to God.
Pastor. That's it. It's the same way. O tashi tuwe tapo pepi na kalunga, mukwa mepoetu, o shafa fanangashi, nandichekucha, o vali humboli veli vavali, ngenge ihave apamu ndieta popi ndieta vaudafana, ndieta ta popi itava itava ikafana nenarita ita itava ita itashika shiva vaninge onumwe otapukale etopoko shashi o handi tinge ipsano ekwatafano ohali dimoku popsa moku popsa ngenge ilo hali dimoku moku communicatinga moku popsa.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they understand it. We and just to finalize, people might say, "Ah, but Pastor, it's December, and some in South Africa they like to say, 'Ki December, boss.' Mm-hmm. How come do you bring the fast in December, Pastor? It's not an easy fast; it's a sacrifice. Because if it was in another month, we could call it easy fast, maybe. But no, there's no word as easy fast. It's a sacrifice, and sacrifice brings results.
Keshe shimwe shishiwa inashija mupu. Kapena shima shiwo o efikilo nuteliange la jamupu. Onga shimope ife nga hakucha. Omu desheba. Desheba omwe diyo marinya nyudo. Ovanu wapungo kuya pamwe. Ndeta nyaku kwa pamwe. Ahawe. Nyaku kwa pamwe nakalunga kwe.
Indeed, Pastor. So let's quickly go to Mr. William, because we have to go to a break in about 3 minutes, but at least we can start the testimony before we go to the break. Mr. William, so tell us, where did it all start going wrong? As you told me before we entered the studio, I think it happened when you were about how old again?
I was around 15 years old.
15 years old. What happened at that time? Where did things start to go sour?
Okay, let me say things started going sour after my father passed on back in 2003. Mm-hmm. And then that time, okuindirikume kuru, nguavaratat. So, ndakakana tatesha shulitha, ndakakaita itanduvuku. Andi akini mamegumbo, andikani thakoskola. So, at the end of the day, ndakatizwa mamegumbo. Now, oskola njikui handi kuyone okuili kilometer donumbo kuja moshakati. So pai fonda memo kwa kongo nere ndika jeko shakati oponidwe kuya ko skola. Pai fe ko skola ono shindaka yako ne moruka ndamuka ndaka handizi. E ndise anwe kemba kuya kandi nipon zingoroko nao. Aeshe o let me say most of them, they were drug dealers. Kuya randi thinganga mithi mapangwe no shonosh. So pai fe nanga ndaka tamika ndi mo ngala monyonjo. Ithimbole mwana ndokuli kuya handi tumwana ndokuli ko skola. Those friends of mine at school, since I'm staying in Oshakati, they used to give me money for me to go get them something that they want from Oshakati, since I'm staying that side. Malahandiki yanga I maruambi ononde kei ndeke ishira po mapangwe. Shandika akosko, ashino kosko, ashino shinda kazako, nda kazako, rapoe puna eat, and then they run embele. Almost they stabbed me at the end of the day before I left that school as well.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, so as you told me before, in the beginning, you didn't want to, or you said, I'm not going to get to the point where I'm going to use the drugs. I'm just going to be amongst these people, right?
Yes. No, petameko kuyanditi no. Yeshinda tameka shashishi oshoshkana shangi shotango nda manta
ashiwa matamu. Otoduru kutameko no shingiri shambela. Okay. Oito keshi etamo shiwambo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It was my first time seeing people using drugs. Mm-hmm. And according to their reaction, I used to say, no, I would never do such a thing. Mm-hmm. The way Mongalo kukuke hakala veri, I was saying, no, I will never do that.
No, I'll do that. You see, Pastor Festus, just before we go to the break, this is what many people out there are saying. Now, some are saying, I'll never do it. I'm just staying with these friends. Others goes to the point where they say that, you know what, I'm only going to do it for fun. It's just to cool off a little bit, to forget a little bit about my problems, about the things that I'm going through. But that's exactly the hook the devil used, because he knows once they start, they are hooked for life.
The Bible says, show me your friend and I will know who you are. Mm-hmm. Because your friend, at the end of the day, you will be exactly like your friend at the end of the day.
Indeed, Pastor. So we will be going to an ad break now in about 15 seconds, and we will be back with Mr. William's testimony. 0800-22-3335. That's the number. Please do call. Pastors are waiting to assist you in this very moment. We'll be back.
No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop suffering. A program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Yes, yes, we are back. And as we were saying, William was just starting with his testimony on where everything went south. So his father passed on. He got to know friends that were selling drugs. And in the beginning, the devil came up with this lie that, you know what, stay with them, but you're not going to do what they are doing. You're just going to be with them. And then there's another lie, as I was saying to Pastor Festus, that the devil uses to people. He says to them, you know what, you're not going to become addicted. It's a weekend thing. You're going to use the drug today. You're going to drink the alcohol today. It's just a weekend thing. It's to cool off. It's to chill. I don't know the words, the expressions they use nowadays. Mm-hmm. But this is a hook, Pastor. This is a hook that the devil wants to hook them just to get started so that tomorrow they will be addicted.
Mm-hmm. I always say this word. It is wrong to drink. The end of the day. Is no, but why don't drink? I don't drink because I don't want to end up addicted, because it started with something small, and at the end of the day, oh, finish with the life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and indeed. So, William, let's continue. So now you almost got stabbed, as if I understood right.
Yes.
This was due to an argument over drugs or money. What was it exactly about?
No, this was, like I said, I was staying in Ashakati, mm-hmm. and I was going to was attending school to a school that was out of Ashakati.
Mm-hmm.
Now friends at the school, they used to send me to go. Let me say they want maybe a radio or something from mm-hmm. Ashakati. They used to send me, since I'm staying that side, for me to bring it along at the school. At the end of the day, I'll find myself not bringing what I was sent, because mm-hmm. I use up all the money that they send me. Mm-hmm. And I think that there were, if I'm not mistaken, it was around 5 guys that I use up all their money for drugs. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I think when the school was closing, that's when they came to attack me, because they wanted to stab me a bandit because I owe them.
So you use their money for drugs?
Yes.
So you started doing things that you would never do before.
Yes.
To feed the addiction.
Yes.
And I'm sure the addiction didn't just happen overnight. You started like for fun or?
No, it didn't start overnight. Because for instance, when it started, like the first day that I smoked, I only smoked dacha itself. I never smoked cigarette. And ever since that day when I started, I remember those friends of mine, they used to tell me, no, he is a cigarette. I used to tell them, like, no, I would never smoke a cigarette because I would only prefer dacha. But when addiction caught up with me, I started smoking everything that comes my way.
You see, William, you also said one of the lowest points of life was you moved then to the south. If I'm skipping some parts, you just add on, please. But you moved to the south. And to this point now where you could not feed, or you did not have the condition to feed your addiction, you would then wander in the street looking for cigarette butts or Zol or anything that people would smoke, and you would literally pick them up.
Yes. Because I used to do it, especially because in the south, as people we know, there are a majority of people that side they smoke. Mm-hmm. So wherever you walk, you might find a leftover of a cigarette or a Zola or something. Mm-hmm. So that's what I used to do, because now I don't have money to buy cigarettes. So I have to get a way for me to feed my addiction. So I used to go around the bus, and even if I pick up a leftover of a cigarette or a Zola, I never used to go and redo it again. I just used to smoke on that same thing that I picked up from the ground.
So that was basically one of your lowest moments in life.
Yes,
you see, here was a young boy that I believe before you started using drugs, you had a dream, you had a vision.
Yes.
You wanted to achieve something in life.
Yes.
And here now you reach the lowest point of life where you were picking up cigarette butts. Cigarette butts that were used, smoked by other people and tossed on the ground.
And it's very dangerous. Some people are... those cigarettes are coming from different mouth. Some people are
with different sicknesses,
mm-hmm.
and you could have got one of them. But this is what addiction does, Pastor. You see, it makes people to, they no longer think.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, William, there's a point that I want to make here right now. You started, first of all, using it for, I guess, fun, to fit in. Yes. Or to just cool off, to forget about certain problems, right?
No, let me say when I started it, because every time I used to be with these friends, they mm-hmm. always used to say, try. Mm-hmm. But I always say, no, I will not try. Until to the point that I said, okay, let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
Then when that moment when I tried, because it was not cigarette, it was dacha itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that moment when I, the first time when I tried it, so it's like you are in another world.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, when you're in this world, you feel like, no, this is the world where it's supposed to be, because it's like you are on a different planet. Mm-hmm. So now when you are high, you feel like, no, this is how I'm supposed to be. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's what I said at the beginning. When I started, I never used to smoke cigarettes because I felt like cigarette is nothing compared to the world that the dacha is giving me, like that when you are high.
Mm-hmm. But now, something that I want to mention, and Pastor Festus, I do remember your testimony. You also used to smoke mm-hmm. dacha. And people would often smoke dacha, some peer pressure. With Mr. William, it started with peer pressure. But others would do it to forget their problems or, like I say, to relax, to cool down. But in the case, I believe, even in your case, Pastor Festus, and in William's case, it gave you that moment, like you said, that you were in another world. But the moment the dacha would leave your system, that's when now depression kicks in. That's when now the problems that from the first point you were trying to run from is back there again. So instead of it solving problems, it added problems right now. Because now you needed money to even buy the dacha. The dacha that's bringing you the problem. The drugs that's bringing you the problems.
The worst is, when you are in it, at that moment you feel like, you know, as you say, like the whole world is, you know, you are in the new world. Mm-hmm. The thing is that when you are in it, I remember I have writing things, the things that I was thinking when I was on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you are out, then you lead these things. It's like, what is this? It's like rubbish things. They don't make sense. You understand what is written there, but at the end of the day, it has nothing.
It means nothing to you that is sober at that moment. So you see, Mr. Williams, so you reached then that point where you came at your lowest. You picked up these things. You said that you never tried really, but you started contemplating even suicide.
Yes.
But why did you want to commit this suicide? The drugs was no longer working, was no longer taking you to that level. What exactly was happening?
No, because suicidal thoughts came after, because I tried to quit many times, because mm-hmm. there came a point where I was tired of the life that I was living, because even seeing myself picking up those leftovers, I'll pick them up, but deep inside of me, I feel like, no, this is not how I'm supposed to be.
So now, for life.
Yeah, it's a shameful life to mm-hmm. me. But now at the end of the day, I try to quit, for instance. When I don't have money, I'll say, okay, for now, I'll not go pick up any leftovers. I'll just quit. Then I'll just hold myself maybe for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Then again, the moment I just receive any single cent in my pocket, the first thing that I will do is to buy a cigarette. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I got tired. That's mm-hmm. why now, like, even the suicidal thoughts start kicking in. But I never really took a step for me to commit suicide, but it came through my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And but from there, I never really took step further.
But you see, just for Pastor Festus, just for the thought to come, it means that the drugs was not solving problems; it was creating problems.
Because the life of drugs, there has no control. There is mm-hmm. nothing that you control. Even if you go to eat something, it's like that food is the best, even if it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You just finish everything you have.
It's a delusional world that mm-hmm. that the drugs create. And this is what we want to speak to you that's listening to us tonight. Maybe you are going through this. Maybe you are right now addicted. Maybe you are facing the peer pressure where you are about, you are with friends, and they are telling you the good side of the drugs. But today, you can see we have two testimonies, in fact, in the church, in the radio, forgive me, Pastor Festus and Mr. William, that both used drugs. And both their lives, instead of bettering or forgetting about the problem, it was a momentary thing. It, for a moment, they were feeling well, but the moment the drugs wore off, the problems were there, to the point where Mr. William even thought of committing suicide. He went down to the point where he picked up cigarette butts. And how many do we not see out there, Pastor Festus, that's doing exactly the same? They are picking up, and that's not the life that God wants for them. Mm-hmm. God wished that they have a much better life and wants to give them this life. But they are finding themselves in this situation due to decisions that was made. But we want to tell them, look, we are not here to judge. They can call, they can speak to us, they can come to the church because there is help. Today, Mr. William is free and they can also be free. You are also free today.
The thing is, that life of drugs, number one, it takes away the knowledge. You will know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away, you will not have wisdom. It's like there is no intelligence, nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything is closed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the life that is in a chain is like you are tied up. There is a way out of that life, which is not good at all. That's why one would desire even to kill himself. And when you go deep in it, it's like you don't know how to go out. William is going to speak about it because he tried to go even to the
rehab.
Mm-hmm.
So just quickly, we have to wrap up with the first half of your testimony. Tomorrow you'll finish the conclusion. But you even went to the extent where you were looking for a rehab.
Yes, but no, I went to the state hospital there in the south because I was looking for a rehab because at this point I was really tired of this situation now. So I went to the hospital and they said, no, it's not a problem. We can admit you, but now with the rehab, you have to stay in this place for the whole 2 months without going out. Then we see your progress. And on top of that, you have to pay amount of around 10,000 at that time. Because I think it was back in 2012, 2013, somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, that around 10,000 was a lot of money. So, and on top of that, all these things, I used to do them in my house. Let me say, my siblings, my mother, nobody knew about it. I don't know if maybe they knew, but I didn't tell anyone. I used to do all these things in secret, so I couldn't go back to them to tell them, like, no, I need this money for this again. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, that time I was at school, I couldn't stay inside of a rehab center for the whole 2 months because it will end up contradicting my studies and forth. So I just left it there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just quickly, our time is running out. Now, who is, in short, are you still addicted?
I know, but.
Do you still have suicidal thoughts?
I know, but.
So, Pastor Fez, we're going to conclude tomorrow with his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just showing to you that he's here and his life is transformed. Mm-hmm. If you need someone to speak to, 0800-22-335. You may call right now. There are people listening. We are finishing with Mr. William's testimony right now. Tomorrow we continue with the second half. If you can just give the number to them, please, Pastor.
Hano o testimona yae o te ika ya komesho ilwe hokolola yao talika komesho mongula pe fimbola fafana. So ongene pe ifenga oto druku tu dengela ngengo oto shakene kenandu juwa fafana ovo apumwe vatelo ujema mujuomo oto tu dengele nekono mwala ongo di onola no heta tu. O no lava vali, o mbali vavali, o natuvatatu, no nano.
Yes, so please, you can call that number. We are going to go to a break right now in about a minute's time, if I'm right. Okay, 15 seconds. And we will be back after that with the Word of God. And then the lines here in studio will open. I see some people already trying to call. Please just give us another 2 to 3 minutes. We just need to share with you the Word and we will be back shortly.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni, okuna onjira wakuzamu. kuri thapo okumona ihuna. O programa toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga patrura o radio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Yes, we are back and we are going to bring to you right now the word of God. Pastor Festus, we have something very strong prepared. The word of God is strong naturally. Mm. But in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, again Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4, it says as follows. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Now in verse 5, it says, as you do not know what is the way of the wind. In other words, Pastor, we don't know where the wind starts and where it stops. Mm-hmm. We see it, we feel it, but we don't know where it started and we don't know where it's going to stop. It says, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with a child. Pastor, we don't know the miracle that happens for us. We are here today, but how were we formed in the womb of our mother? That is a miracle, because I always ask people, where did the blood or the bones or the skin, the eyes, all of this, it occurred, of course, in the womb of the mother, but how did it happen? You know, it's very hard to explain. But the Bible verse says, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In other words, there's nothing impossible for God. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely nothing. So whatever this person is facing today, Pastor, there is a way out. There is nothing difficult for God. God can help him or her.
Ano takuchua mbibero te ichikucha membo lo mudifi, ono poro ni longo ne imwe, ovelishe onine, takuchua kucha, o tatale omepo, no, o hatale omepo, itakatea o itakakuna ndele o hatale oilemo itakatea nande ngashi ino shiva onjila yomepo ile numbi omaki pata takulu mo medimo lomfimba no sho ino shiva ino shiva oilonga aishe ya kalunga ano takuchua kucha orieta druku kondololo mepo ano avaha kenda balo kondololo mepo ova vaveri momari mbililo otoka teanga heri pingenge otoke nda bala okukondololo mepo ove shoe okushiva kucha efimbolo kukuna ilo efimbolo kutea kuchoku kale kuno mepo kuchoku kale kuena mepo shoe okuitavela shashi ungashi konfitata tikucha oka motoka shiva nga helipi kucho mesho peifa eli moha kwa shitwa nga ipyo mouro afika manga helipi osho kajijela lakano letu ae era la canole tu o qui tavela na utai tavele o etaka mona engono domshitiwai.
Yes, indeed, Pastor. So if you want to call, we're going to open the lines right now here in studio. It is 0832888401. Again, 0832888401. This is in studio. You can include your name in the book of prayer. Please do prepare your bottle of water or your glass of water, because 10 to or 5 to, we are going to be saying a prayer to bless you and your family. We have here on the studio also with us right now, Pastor Konja. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. So as we have just read, the word of God says that we do not know how the bones is formed in the womb of a mother, but yet God makes that miracle to take place, meaning that as we see Mr. Williams' testimony, there is everything is possible for God. The person should just put his trust in the word of God and obey, and the same will happen to them if they believe.
Yes, Pastor, because as God say, if you observe the wind, because many people want to see first if it will work in order for them to do it as well. Because if you observe the wind, you are not going to do anything. So God does not work in our way. We just need to act, put it into practice, because the wind they need to observe is the testimony. They already need to see the testimony of Mr. William, and they just believe, plant, start to plant. To plant is to take a step and start where you are. Give your life to God where you are. Give God a chance there where you are. Is already a starting point of planting. Plant. Give your life to God. And tomorrow you are going to reap
indeed, what you plant. Pastor. If the Lord Jesus can form a baby, all of us were formed in the wombs of our mothers, which is one of the greatest miracles. And here we are today because of that miracle. So, listen, our God, He's not old. He did not grow old. He's not incapable. You see, the thing is, as people, we stopped believing. But if you put your trust, your faith in the Word of God, you will see the power. Just before I allow Pastor Festus to say something, our number in studio is 083-2888-8401. Pastor, if you can also help me to say it in Oshivambo, please.
So, to dengele kongo jet, yonomola ngo jetu, yonomola onomola onola, ohetatu, onola bavari, ombari bavari, nonatu vatatu, nonano.
Yes, that's the studio number in the studio, and also 0800 223 335. That is the live number. There is pastors also, if you don't have credit, and people waiting to assist you in this number. 0800 223 335. In studio, we are at 083-2888-401. We heard the testimony today, Pastor, of Mr. William, and he shared with us that today he's a different man from someone who became addicted and walked around picking up cigarette butts of other people. Today he's free. This person might not be facing addiction right now, but maybe sickness, maybe a family problem, a problem within the marriage, cannot find a job. Pastor, the only thing this person needs to do is come. The church is open, or pick up the phone and call right now. The line is open, available. And the same way as Mr. William found help, it's not a church that helped him, but it's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He or she will also find help.
He says something here. He doesn't even know how did it happen for his life to change.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same way what the Bible says. Nobody knows how the bones grow in the bones. So nobody knows. I didn't know. How did I come to this? I don't know.
Situation. You see. And that's how great our God is. You see, Pastor Konja, this person out there right now just needs to realize that when she picks up the phone or he picks up the phone and calls and needs to listen, when you hear the voice of God and you obey the voice of God, you will see the greatness of God in your life, Pastor. Just before I give you an opportunity to speak again, in studio, you can call 083-2888-401. Pastor Kwanda, you can just also give us this number quickly, just in Oshivambo, please.
So, onomola yomo studio, to durukutu dengera, onola oyetatu, onatu, umbali, oyetatu vatatu, oyetatu na tango, one nonola noimwe. Oyo nomola yetu mo studio. Andendurulamo, onola oyetatu, nonatu. Ombali, oyetatu veli vatatu, one nonola noimwe. Kehulilo.
Yes, we do have our first caller. Caller, good evening. Good evening. I do think we have a problem with our lines. We lost out on that caller. But please, you can continue trying. It is 083-2888, which means 888-401. We have another caller online. We lost out on that caller also. Please do keep on trying. 083-2888-401. Those that the line cut, our apologies if think there's a problem, but keep on trying. We have another caller. Caller, good evening. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Meme, uma toke lopo na wa.
Eh.
Oh, meme ta denge kuja peni ne dina la ulidi.
And denge kuji la kone kwa ya.
Oto denge kuji la kone kwa ya. O hatu kuiri kane ni kompinga ashike kongu lo shone na.
And na mo meme rikori njili have lo mati.
Have lo mati.
Eh.
O kwa kwa te fimboli fike peni.
Sorry, we lost out on that caller, but please, we will put your name in the book of prayer. Please do call us back, and your name will be put in the book of prayer. Pastor Konja, please, you can take this one.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
And we are fine. How can we help you tonight?
I'm sorry. We're going to keep on trying. It seems like the lines are giving problems. Please do keep on trying. Call us 0832888401. Seems like we have another caller. Let's try this one. Caller, good evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Hello.
Yes.
Oma to grabo now, huh?
No,
okay. Orieta popino ta denge kuja peni. Oesta o ta dinga kuja ko shikango esto hatu kwili kanene kombinga ashikene na
ndara mwili kanene neno wange ta vere
okay o te hama efimboli fike peni
o kwaningo mvura
okay okuli pamwe navo po
ah okuli sembo
okay so ndahala mulongi kidoka kende kendi komeva Oponeke hulilo polo gramayo atuka ningenyo meili kano pamwe. Itavela. Yeah. Kape na shisha yeah. Nyangana kukalunga.
Yeah.
Ewa mimo.
Yes, indeed, there's nothing impossible for our Lord. You just need to believe. Please do keep on trying. Put your name in the book of prayer. We have another caller. Please, Konja, you can take it.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Nawa.
Nawa.
Eh.
Matoko rapo nawa.
Eh
atupo pinalie no to no kudiri la peni
tobo pinangi dipo kudira konjito
konjito ngidipo atukuva trejike mongulo jionena
mirango pyaka dilonga atati taende nawa ndalango tuningenye maili kana pamwe kama taende ngo na modula itu kana no dongo
kaishi pamwe ina kwenda na waike
ewa ndinango bali na meme wangeli abatati na alaba lekunwa malodu ya
Muli pamwe naye oponga ho? Tatwe dina la yoli.
Elias admin.
Meme wae?
Mendafa.
Okay. Eji muli na meme wae oporonge denyo ka kimakini komea. Shashi ko po sho programa te kulonga tuka ningenyeri kano pamwe. Tushitule kalunge itule meilonga.
Ewa.
Kalunga le kuyambeke.
Thank you, Dad.
Yes, please do keep on calling and prepare your bottle of water or your glass of water because we'll be praying. We have a caller. Caller, good evening.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, ma tokelo po na wa?
Tokelo po tate.
Okay. Oh, to denge ku Japan ne dina lo lile?
Oh, hai denge ku di la kondo be.
Me mo hatu kuile kanene ko binga ashigene na?
Pandari kale makominga yo mauluno e madine ngolo.
Okay.
No shama ne wange na maulu.
Okay.
Uno na wange kwa kwa komalo dune malua wona ndo balongi aka ikala mainga to.
E dinalo shama ne olilie.
La sao sa ntando wa.
Okay. Memo kwa longi kidana kwa kopiko iko meva.
E okay na ke kolanga pa.
No kwa ne dimo baya ba veli poveli pa mwena abo po.
Poveli pa mwena ame.
Okay. Nan japo po la dio eni. Oshishiko ni mayo yo ke hulolo pologala maya atuka ningenyo meili kado pamwe.
Ewa tate.
Yalo.
Yes, please do keep on calling and gather your family around the radio and also prepare your glass of water. We're going to be going into a break in about 20 seconds or so. So for those who are calling, please just stay on the line. We will be with you right now. We are going to a break and we'll be back with you. 0832888401. That's the studio number.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back and we have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Yes, how are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, how can we help you tonight?
I wanted to pray for my uncle. He have been like looking for a job ever since last year, and I just want you guys like to pray for him so he can get a job like next year.
Okay, and his name is?
Sorry?
His name is, for us to include in the book of prayer?
Josh.
Josh. Okay.
Yes.
And you are calling us from? Sorry, can you come again? Your line is cutting a little bit. But anyway, we will keep Josh in our prayer. We will also keep you in our prayer. And surely,
Hi.
I say your line was cutting a little bit. You are calling us from where again?
Sorry, I think I'm not getting you.
Yes, because the line is quite bad, but I say you are calling from Windhoek or which city? Network is very bad, but we'll be keeping Josh in our prayers, and surely God will bless you and Josh, those who are listening. Yes, 0832888401. Include your name in the book of prayer for us to pray for you when the program ends. We have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Hello, Tate.
Mimi.
Umekau na kudila kwa shakacho nda mulika no bradange paifo atambula no kudepe la doko longo na mano
okay.
Na layo moses paifo kudine metona telo la polisiko drongo ya ngwelu
uliko shakati kwa mingi ilipi?
Uliko shakati kwa shikangu location
ok, yo hadiko kongwelu menenge o hadimo shakati?
Ae hadiko ngwelu
ok. Aye.
Ma pese sat popinga kudine ko polisia ngwelu mota intona tele ta tanuno micho donga o e okwa niku kwa pindi no ho kwa lia ala kudipa meme
okay.
Nkufile katana.
Okay. E dina la olele?
Moses Haleka.
Moses Haleka. Mm. So otuno kuntula mo melikano o velongi kidego ka kende ko komeva.
Mm.
O poneke julio lo pologa mayo hatukani ngome ilikano pamo. I come fa longo te caningua.
Amen.
Yalo.
Yes, we will be praying for you in about 10 minutes or so. All those who are including your names in the book of prayer. And we have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Yalo, me mota denge kuja peni ne dina la yole.
Ome nangulo kudila ko nangulo.
Mhm.
Ndala tulika ni mimo ange eno onde alonda.
E jina la mimo we?
Me lahia.
Lahia?
Mm.
Ok, atu ntura membole ilikano meme.
Ewa, na meme eno ndi na unye oku watoi kwa mbibeli ndi lesho nga hamisho angu.
Uno unye oku lesho mbibeli?
Eee.
Nena ashitpa mane ilikano kufo mbibeli ndi tolesho?
Ewa tati.
Tamikila ponga ho?
Mm.
Kanungene kuyambeke?
Ewa tati.
Yes, and for those who do not have any airtime right now, or you just need a corner to vent, 0800-22-3335. We have a caller online. Caller, good evening. Good evening. Yes, can you speak up a little bit? We can't hear you.
Omwato kero po meme. Memo ta denge kuja pen ne dina la olilie. Ok. Engena pokamba koko eka shona. Kongo di. Oto denge kuja peni. Oku uku yu shona. Memo hatu mwili kanene kombinga ashikene na. I wehe na kukuleva likasho na natango? Hmm. ya uju wa maguru tage hamaga chiralo dula dishe dirine okay o alongi kidana loka kupiko eko mevi loka kende komeva o kupichila momeva mo kalungo taka ningi kumifalo nga yae ube oto kalungi fomevo eme itavelo meme ino ja popola dio e oponeke hulolo polga maya tuka ningenyo meilikano pamo yalo.
Yes, our studio lines are still open, 083-288-401. If you don't have airtime, 0800-22-335. Konja, maybe you can share with them just the numbers quickly.
Itakuchua onomola etu yomo studio na tangonge ya patruka, onora etatu, onatu, ombali, etatu vatatu, one onola, noimwe kohulilo.
Yes, we have a caller online. Caller, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, how are you? I'm good. How can we help you tonight?
I am on the computer and I am in our...
Okay. Oh, Edina, lo yori yeno to denge kujapeni? Okay. So, walongi kidan lauka kende koe komeva? Okay. Sholongi kidoka kukende kwe komeva shashi. Ohatu ke ilikane no mevao. Na aveshito kalongi itavelo loe no mevao. Kalungo ta kalongi kumifalonga yae. Ino japo pola diyo e. Opoke hulo lo programa yo hatu kani genyo me ilikano pamwe. Oh, uditeko? Yalo.
Yes, I do believe we still have time for one or two callers. We have one right now on the line. Caller, good evening.
Hello, Tati. Tokropo, Tati.
Oto ha tokropo, Memo. Ma tokropo na wa? Memo, ta denge kujape ni nedina la olidye?
Ede, kwa angwena, Mendeshi.
Mendeshi. Mendeshi wa tukwiri kanine kumbinga ashike kongulo shio nina?
Mbole, tola dingi lwa keme po domi la ulu.
Keme po domi la ulu.
Kofisa.
Omalu
nkilo.
Mm-hmm.
Ani ya kofa, ta nangale ike wa mota vele mbu da wa mota ya doka.
Ta pia anekwa.
La mwa fadu kapo na mambu ya vea mwali.
Upo la diyo po mulipo vangapi?
Tulipo tuli watano.
Ok. E mofide ni kutame kanena? Ta dika kalada talala na wa.
Yeah.
Shashome ita velo, kalungi ni mayota impia neko, ti denge nenga vanena yo.
Yalo.
Umalongi kitana lo meveni?
Ndala uindirile tate wange.
Tate we dinala uliye?
Tate wange Amosa.
Okay.
Name Julia tabelo mbudano mauri tazulu.
Ave shove li pamena avopo? Okay.
Name velo mbudano mauri iko faka.
Okay. Ina japo pola dueni?
Ashiko marunjilo maapu nini ya tadini wa keme po
domi lopo. Kuchango na kale vikepeni. Otaka hulilamu njila gati nenari.
Na mundala akalibu medina laifu.
Ewa. Nanja popo la juu eni?
Ewa.
Yalo.
Yes, we won't be able to take any more calls because we are going for the moment of prayer right now.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
My Heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus that I pray for every name that was included in the book of prayer and those who will be included. You know what they are going through. We are praying for people, my Father, that they don't have jobs and they cannot find jobs. People who are sick, addicted, people who are hopeless at this moment, that the family are not united, that there is no peace, there's no joy, happiness, there's no food on the table, people in the streets, in the car, that is about to commit suicide, in prison, that the family does not even visit, or in hospital, my Lord, maybe has not had a visitor until now, not even the family or friends that he or she has came there. My Lord, I pray for this person who doesn't sleep at night, who sees and hears things, that is going, my Father, literally losing their mind because of the problems that they are going through. Jesus, you said that we can come to you in the moment of problems, and whatever we ask in your name, it will be done. So I pray now in Jesus' name that, Lord, let there be healing, deliverance. Show to them, I'm not here to ask you to show them that I am someone. I ask, show them that you are God by delivering, by setting free, transforming, changing, and tying up the devil, the demons, the evil that works in their life, my God. Father God, we bless all those listening in the name of the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We bless the my Lord, the authorities of our country, my God. We bless the nurses, the doctors, everybody listening to this program in Jesus' name.
Kalunga kange nanditame keno kuyambeko shilongo shetu. Kalunga kange nova kalimo vashwabeshe. Ova lelive tu, ova kwa teli komesho voshilongo kalunga kangi. Oandi kuindire kalunga kange, opo uyambeke oshilongo shetu. Otuli hapa nova nuvuwe verike mbinga ne mbinga tamono ihu na vehe na kucha otava duruku ningashiki. Ndilashike mefimbuyeli ove kuni nekela. Ongashisha shangwa takuchua kucha haa. Ove oholongo meholeko. Eshi toshilongo paifenga haka lunga kange sheka tushuete. Ashikawa ve kuitavela haa. Vamoni fila ikumi falonga yo eme dinala Yesus Christus. Ohandi yambeke yo omevaa kalunga kange. Opo vanuvuwe eshi tavano omevaa. Eshi veli kuni nekele laka. Shashike sheshi toke shilonga kalunga peifenga osheshove weshine kele mwene wange yambeko vanuvoe ndiye toba mangulu lako mwujueli no kulili opo vadule okukuli nekela shidulife ome dina la Yesus Christus ome voyo kwa yambekwa.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Your water is blessed. You may drink from it right now, and you and your family are blessed in Jesus' name. I would also like to extend this, Pastor Festus, to them. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to call us tomorrow with the good news. I'm not saying that those who are troubled cannot call, but tomorrow I want also to invite them, those who couldn't sleep, those who were sick, those, because today I'm sure God has already done something, Pastor.
Hano mungula otamu ketu dengela, no mahokolo lo mawa, oyo kalunga e muningila, otamu ke etamu mepo, nge alonga iku mifalonga, yeni, show olo shongo mapewalo.
And although we are going offline, our number is still available, 0800-22-3335. Yes, 0800-22-3335. Maybe you can just give them that number, Pastor.
Hano nomola yetu natango yoto turukutu dengela shashipe ifenga hawa tukaji ya momo mepo hapa. Ashiko to turukutu dengela oto hangepo ova keinuno wa mativa kalunga avoteke kupe vatelo. Konola no hetatu onola vavari no mbali vavari ona tuvatatu nonano.
And address then Greenwell, please.
Mo Greenwell, ohatu Monica Mo Daniel Streeta, popepi no kapolifi, etungongolo lilipola kula opo kujeke mo kapolifi, etungolo lilikomesho ya la kula o universal church amo.
Yes, Konja, can you give us your address there quickly?
In Ochomise, we are in the street of Ochomise Ardelan. Mm-hmm. In the street of Istanbul. Our service tomorrow for the family, there is a first prayer. We have 3 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And the main service is 6 in the evening.
In the evening. Pastor Brendan from Okoriangava, please.
In Okoriangava, you can find us in Ondodo Street. We are opposite ShopRite USAFE. The services will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and then 6 p.m. in the evening.
Thank you very much. We have our church, our main branch in 32 Independence Avenue, Ospen Platz. Yes, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 p.m. 32 Independence Avenue. We also have our branch in Katatura, which is opposite Horod Winkels, Richard Kamauka Street. We are there 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon. I can see the number, the line is still flashing red here, meaning people are still trying to call. Please just do us a favor. Redirect your call now to 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. There we are still able to answer your calls. May the God of the Bible bless you and your family greatly. I bless all of you in Jesus' name. Good night.
Great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes. On the activities, quad biking and sandboarding, June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665.